You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Go ahead, man. You can sing if you want.
Browns fans, don't miss the excitement and action live at First Energy Stadium. Now's the first chance to secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. I think we had an interesting bit of discussion there in terms of this game and in the break. And Joe and Matt, I think if the Browns want to go to the playoffs, this game is a game they must win. And I think if they aren't going to the playoffs, this is a game that they will not win.
I agree, and the reason why is because while Atlanta sits at 4-6, they are right now a playoff team. And you look across the AFC, and there are 12 of 16 teams in the AFC who still have an opportunity to make the playoffs. So it's and only 9 in the NFC technically have an opportunity to make the playoffs. So the AFC is highly competitive, and this is again, as I said early in the week, as we started talking Atlanta, this is our best way to build confidence because 4 of the next 6 games will come on the road. So our ability to continue that streak of winning in Tennessee, you know, winning at Cincinnati, and learning to win on the road in tough environments, and in this case, we'll have a very talented football team, to win those keeps us in the hunt, keeps us in that conversation, and keeps us in a very positive place.
I could tell you, if I'm going to give advice as an old veteran to the younger guys or anybody on this team, I would say control your own destiny. Don't leave it up. Don't give it the end of the season to have to depend on Indianapolis or some other team. Cincinnati has to lose in order for us to get in. Control your own destiny. So win these games, because we are now sitting 2 games above 500. We have an opportunity to go 3. We have a team that's, you know, they're a good football team in terms of, you know, the talent they have, but they're not playing very well right now, and their record shows it. But just like what happened to us in 2007, we didn't control our own destiny. We had to leave it up to somebody else, and it didn't work off to us. And it's the same type of situation where a team that got into the playoffs that year was a game or two behind us in the win category. So if I could give any advice, it would be control your own destiny. You have no other reason to beat the Atlanta Falcons and control your own destiny.
Just keep winning. Let's go. That's what the Browns want to do. Mike Pettin yesterday on the Mike Pettin Show was asked how Josh Gordon, the big story of the week, how has he looked in practice?
It's been a progression. We have him on a pitch count. We didn't want to rush him back when you're looking at over 80 days and, you know, 10, 11 weeks of missing games. That's significant, and you don't want to, as much as you want to get him in there because he's Josh Gordon, that I think you also need to be mindful of the long term as well, to make sure that there's not an overuse right from the beginning. And we just want to be smart with it. I think he's looked good in the reps that he's had in practice, but that's very difficult to simulate the actual, you know, game repetitions.
And, yeah, that's one of the things we talked about. And, Joe, from playing receiver, what's the difference between not getting hit for 10 weeks, 12 weeks, running around, getting yourself in great condition, and then actually running routes in games and getting hit?
Oh, there's a big difference. I could tell you one story. I remember in Tampa when I was playing the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game, my son was born that week, and he had some health issues. So I lived in a hospital for that week, and I didn't practice one time. I flew out to the game, flew out to Philly on a Saturday night, played the game Sunday night. And my lungs were on fire. And where I'm going with this is, no matter, there's a big difference between practice and game. And even when you are in shape and you don't get 1 week of work in, you start to lose what you already have. So I think it's going to be tough for him. But again, because he's such a supreme athlete, that it may be a little bit easier to him. But again, you know, these guys are finely tuned to what they're doing, the hits, the bruises, the bumps. He's not going to feel very good after the first game he gets back in there and gets hit. But again, he's such a talented athlete that I think that he can correct, or there's some things he could take care of.
And just to Joe, to compound your point, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, though, that is something that after maybe the first quarter, he'll start to hit his stride, and that burn will start to go away mid-second quarter into the second half. Is that? I mean, it's kind of like it's a shock at first, and you realize, oh, whoa, I guess I thought I was preparing myself, but I guess I hadn't as well as I thought. It hits you.
They're going to be doing a lot of Gatorades and making sure he's got a lot of fluids in him, but there's going to be nothing. Hopefully they don't have to go to a 2-minute deal at the end of the game, because that's when you run that go route and you've got to hustle back to get to the line of scrimmage. That's when you're going to start to feel it. But if he's been working out in here, running with the team, he's been watching his diet, doing everything he possibly can, And the way that he's been kind of portraying himself the past few weeks around his teammates, around the organization, I think he's taken care of himself. So I have every reason to believe that when he steps in there, yes, there'll be a little bit of adjustment. But again, because he's such a freak athletically, I think that that itself is going to be the level the playing field there.
I know this isn't a holdout because obviously he was suspended, but it reminds me sometimes of when somebody does hold out and then they come back and they pull their hamstring immediately yeah. upon returning. How much of a concern is that? And did you guys either hold out or were you in a situation where you were keeping yourself in shape, not due to injury, and then came back?
There's not much to hold out.
Never had that opportunity. Big, yeah, they're like, okay, we're going to go younger. You want to hold out or go young? So we're like, okay, I'll sign wherever you want me to sign.
Or did you play with somebody who held out and then came back and got hurt? Because that's got to be the big concern. And I know kind of reading between the lines when you hear, you know, we don't want to have him jeopardize the next 5 weeks. I think that's got to be the number one concern, because what's the difference between running routes and running and staying in shape and then actually running a route in a game?
Sure. It's very different. And I think also too, it's not even position specific, but your body builds up an immunity to the damage that you start to receive in playing football games. That's both hits. That's, you know, the fatigue of your legs at a certain point. After a while, you just kind of like you learn to play with it, because you're never 100% healthy. You're always playing a little bit injured. You're always playing a little tired. You're always playing a little stressed for whatever reason, but your body adapts very quickly. And that's something that I think, again, as you said, Joe, should happen faster because of the athlete that Josh Gordon is, because he's not in any way, shape, or form ordinary.
You know what's interesting is, you know, talk about Miles Austin. Here's a guy, Miles Austin, that's had some injuries, and it's been a hamstring injury. So I think what the Browns have done is they probably looked at Josh's history with injuries in the past. I don't think a guy that's never had hamstring injuries just goes out in a game and pulls a hamstring. I think a guy that's never had those types of issues will never have those types of issues. Now, a guy like Miles Austin, you know, he's been out of football for a little bit. He comes back to Dallas, and boing, there goes his hamstring again, and it seems to be kind of a chronic deal. But I think in Josh's case, I think that guy's probably, just looking at him, you could tell that guy takes care of himself.
All right. Hopefully that certainly is the case, because you don't want to see anybody get a hitch in their giddy up, especially not Josh Gordon. But you talked about Miles Austin. We've seen how the Browns have used this wide receiver rotation with Austin, with Benjamin, with Hawk, with Gabriel. Now Josh Gordon comes back in. So I asked Mike Pettine last night, how are you going to kind of assess those reps and split them up amongst the receivers? And also, now that we have the two backs, what are you going to do with those young rookie running backs?
Well, backfield-wise, I think we'll look to strike a balance, and I think Glenn Winston has very quietly impressed the staff with his progress and his ability on special teams first and foremost, but we wouldn't be afraid to throw him in there for a handful of snaps at running back as well. He's certainly earned that. Receiver-wise, I think it'll be more of the same. That if we do have Josh available, then it's a situation where we'll work those guys in. And just if a guy gets tired, I think Mike McDaniel, the receiver coach, has done a good job of rolling guys in and out, making sure that we always had fresh guys out there. And that's important. I know in the up-tempo stuff that you always want to have fresh legs out there. And, again, I think we've done a good job. But I think Hawk and Travis and Miles and Gabe are looking forward to maybe a little help and maybe shave a few reps off as well.
Does that help you as a receiver? Were you a kind of guy who wanted to play every single play, or did it help to know that you could run your routes absolutely all out, get a breather, get back in there and be 100%?
I think it's impossible. I mean, the competitor in you wants to play every single play, no questions asked. But the reality of the NFL is you're going to need a breather at some point, because when you get the wind knocked out of you, there's no way that you can go on there, go to the next play and run a route at the best of your ability. It just doesn't happen like that. I think what we've got a couple veterans on there, you know, with Miles and Hawk, that have been around the league for a while. They know how to take care of themselves. Again, you now have some veteran leadership inside that receiver room that everybody's going to be fine with how they handle it, because they know the common goal now. You've got a guy that can be a game changer that's going to garner a lot of attention. He's going to open you up. He's going to need a break. There's no questions asked that this guy is going to – he's going to be in shape. He's going to make some big plays in a game, but he's going to have to get his wind back. He's just not going to come in there and everything's going to go smooth. There are going to be some hitches, you will, hopefully not pulled hamstrings and all that stuff. But I think it's a lot easier when you have a group of guys that understand that we've got a game changer coming back. We've been playing. We're all healthy. Everybody's, you know, in shape. So I think it helps to have to save a few reps. You know, Josh is going to come in there and take a few reps, and that's okay, man, because when you're only talking 5-6 plays a game, it's still five or six plays that when you do come back in, you now have an opportunity to make a home run yourself.
Yeah, and that's what I think these guys are looking to do. Taylor Gabriel said, man, I feel like I'm going to get the ball in a lot of space now with Josh Gordon back, and I can really kind of show what I can do, which he's very, very excited about. All right, when we come back, we're going to get back to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Call Your Shot Friday. Let us know who wins and how many yards the Crow will rush for against the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday. Zagura, Wilhelm, Juravicius on CBD here on ESPN 850 WKNR.